All right, it's time for our forecast this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in. Patrick Pagano. Morning, Pat.
Good morning, and how are you?
I'm okay. I mean, yesterday we have a new transmitter site, and we just signed on, and we were tweaking it. It's in the testing stages, so it's not at full power yet. A new frequency at 97.5, which will now give us a whole new listening audience with a city-grade signal from Amenia, New York, down to Pawling, New York, and in Connecticut from Cornwall Ridge down to Kent right now. So I had to go on to top this mountain, Pat. Now, listen to this. The engineer said, okay, I'll meet you at the gate this afternoon, okay? So I meet him at the gate. And I'm already now at the end of the road. So the gate is there, and there's a path, you know, like with two tire tracks. So I said, this is out in the middle of nowhere. He says, you haven't seen nothing yet. He said, it's a good thing you bought your Jeep. We get in the Jeep, and this is a real Jeep, not one of these fake Jeeps. It's a real Jeep, you know, up high and stuff. Pat, we go the last quarter of a mile. There's no road. There's no road.
No road.
You're going over rocks. You're going over, you know, big shale things. And you get to the top, and there's a sign, beware of rattlesnake dens.
Oh, you're kidding.
You gotta be kidding me. So anyways, we finish our work up there, and now you gotta come down, and it's like a 30-degree angle. So I got the Jeep in the super low, and it's crawling down and doing fine. And when we get down to the gate, I look at my engineer. I look at him, so I said, I want you to take a picture of this because it's not happening again.
Yeah, I think from this point on, you better hire somebody to go up there.
Or it's going to be him, and he's going to borrow my truck. I said, I'm not going to do this again.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It reminds me when we went to Mount Washington, how scared I was. But let me tell you, at least the weather wasn't terrible.
It was raining. What do you mean it wasn't terrible? It was raining where I was.
Yeah, but was it raining heavy?
It was raining a steady rain. And on top of it all, when you got to the top,
it was foggy.
There was mud.
Yeah, don't talk to me about mud. But yesterday, Scranton, Pennsylvania, they came in with 4.5 inches of rain, broke the record. And Monmouth County in New Jersey. They came in with 6 inches of rain.
I just spoke to Mike. He said 20 minutes south of him. It was like a disaster area.
Yeah.
So.
But anyhow, we have this. The storm that's causing all of this is centered right over central New York this morning. So we will have some sunshine. It'll be moderately humid with showers and a thunderstorm, 80 to 85 today. The showers end tonight, mid-60s. Tomorrow and Thursday are dry days as far as rain. But partly sunny, moderately humid, low 90s each day. So it's hot. Friday, hazy out and humid, 90 to 95 with late-day thunderstorms. Right now, in the 80s with showers and thunderstorms, Saturday looks cloudy. If we are lucky enough, we may bail out off of Sunday.
Now, the National Weather Service has a flash flood watch in effect for adjacent eastern New York. Of course, when you get to the Connecticut border, it stops because that's where the weather stops. They think we're going to get they're going to get thunderstorms where they might get 1 to 2 inches of rain. Is that possible, really?
It's very possible. Yep.
That means if they can get them, we can get them.
That is correct.
So why do they stop it at the state line?
Because it goes into a different office. And I'm not kidding.
The hell you know, those so, people in Connecticut? I mean, don't warn you know, those people in Connecticut.
Now you may go to Boston or, Boston may take over or Albany could take over. And it depends on what the forecaster sees there. But right now, it would appear, let me take a look at that because let's see if they're following the actual...
It's the same office as the Dutchess County's forecast comes out of Albany.
I see.
Yeah.
They're indicating on our map. They're indicating a half an inch of rain over the Berkshires, a half an inch of rain over the Hudson Valley, but just to the west of the Hudson Valley, 1 to 2 inches of rain. But that would cover Utica on westward. So I guess they're playing it very close, thinking that, you know, maybe that 1 to 2 inches will be over the Hudson Valley. But yet, once you get to Connecticut, it's a quarter to a half an inch. That's what they're thinking.
And we'll see what happens. What the hell?
Now, I have to, ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you something. Marshall is really very, very good when it comes to computers. Because last week I asked him why, when the guys work on the weekend, why the screen was going blue and shutting them off. And he said, well, he said years ago they used to call that the screen of death. Now it's a blue screen. It doesn't necessarily mean that. He goes, but chances are there's a problem with your operating system. Did you not say that?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking to myself, well, I'm not going to be here Thursday and Friday, and I don't want the guys to have any problems. So I'll call Dell and have them run a diagnostics. Okay, before we could even do that, there's a charge. Because it's not covered anymore. So I pay the charge. Now they're going to take test. He told me it would take 45 minutes. P.S. 3 hours with Dell. The conclusion, initially, graphics card. The conclusion, operating system.
There you go.
Marshall told me that last week. Could have cost me nothing.
That's right. So you have to get a new computer?
Well, now that was my question for you, Mr. Computer Expert. They're FedExing me a disk to reinstall the operating system, which is Windows 7 Professional.
Yeah.
But he told me, make sure you have all your programs on a disk. Yeah, have your original programs. I don't have that. There are programs on here that go back as old as the computer, 8 years old. I don't have those programs. That's number one. We have a lot of files on here that would have to be backed up. So now we're talking a big, big job here.
Yeah.
Do I do that? Or do I just go out and buy a new computer and then take the hard drive and copy it from here to the new computer and I don't have to worry about any of my programs?
Yeah, but have a guy who knows what he's ghost copying doing it the right way.
Right.
Because some of those programs won't copy over correctly.
Right.
So, yes, I would just go out and get the new computer and have somebody transfer everything from the hard drive to there and start all over. Because a new disk, if you've got a problem with your operating system, there's something on the computer causing it. And you know what? It's going to pop up again.
That, and I'm thinking along the lines, I'm going to spend this time and money and everything. God forbid the motherboard goes.
Yeah, that's right. Just get a new computer, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, yeah, they charged me $239 for the 1 year of service, and then they talked me into buying a software program that will automatically fix these errors for $129.
Just buy a new computer.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm going with your hunch. You're going to talk to my computer IT guy today.
Yep.
Tell him to go to Dell and get me a new computer, and then we'll arrange for him to come down and change the whole thing out.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. That's the way to do it, Pat.
Yeah, that's it. So I will be here tomorrow morning, Marshall, before I take off for lovely Cape Cod.
And then you're gone till like next Tuesday, right?
I'm gone till now. Well, yeah, I'm coming back over the weekend, but something tells me that after this trip, I'm going to need a day to recoup. But actually, what I'm thinking is that the Monday, I will have my guy here, and we'll have the new computer, and I'll have him switch everything out on Monday.
All right. Well, I want you to have a good trip, right?
Well, thank you, but I'm here tomorrow.
What was that?
I'm here tomorrow.
Oh, you are? Oh.
Yeah, I'm working the morning drive. I'm not leaving till after.
Okay.
Yep.
I thought maybe you were going to take it easy and leave a little early.
No. I think I'm better off hitting the road at 10 o'clock and avoiding the rush all the way out there.
All right. Well, I'm going into New York today, Pat.
Well, there will be sun and clouds. It'll be humid. It will be in the 80s, and there will be some showers and thunderstorms, unfortunately, this afternoon. But I'm thinking for New York, the best time is after 2.
All right, well, I'll try to get out. We'll try to get out of there before 2.
Tell the doctor to hurry up.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, safe trip.
Take care.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.